Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
I absolutely do. Sad news coming out of Hollywood this morning. Sam Neill, the versatile actor from Jurassic Park, as well as The Piano and many other movies and productions, has died. He was 78. Now, 3 years ago, Sam Neill disclosed he'd been diagnosed with an angioimmunoblastic T-cell lymphoma, which is a rare type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But he'd remained cancer-free for years, so they're still trying to determine exactly what his cause of death was. Rest in peace, Sam Neill. Huey Lewis recently revealed he has cochlear implants and has been basically deaf for 9 years due to Meniere's disease. He actually cannot hear music. It's no longer part of his life.
I can't find pitch in the music. See, the technology that I use on my cochlear implant, it breaks everything down into digital bits. And that, so I can hear, understand. Speech is easier to listen to than music.
Prince Harry spent a week in the UK. I know, he said he would never go back, but he did. And he and Meghan and the children visited with King Charles and Queen Camilla. Harry also did goat yoga at a charity event and got his crotch stomped on, which probably gave Queen Camilla a good laugh. Beyonce and Blue Ivy Carter were special guests at Jay-Z's show at Yankee Stadium on Friday night. Yeah, I don't know why that's really such a big deal. I mean, they are married to each other, right? Taylor Swift showed off her wedding ring at the wedding of NFL star Juju Smith-Schuster. I was trying to figure out whose wedding that was yesterday, and I could not figure it out. Also, New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani confirmed at a consumer protection press conference that Taylor and Travis have paid for a city permit for their wedding at Madison Square Garden.
Taylor Swift has paid already the cost of the permit that was lodged, which was over $160,000 for that event and for the response to that event. And that was a permit that was finalized, I think, in just the days before the event itself.
Yeah, so it was a city permit covering street closures near Madison Square Garden for the wedding. The Rock wants to do The Odd Couple on Broadway with Kevin Hart. Ooh, I would enjoy that. The announcer of Jeopardy turns 98 today, and he's still doing the show.
From the Alex Trebek stage at Sony Pictures Studios, this is Jeopardy.
Nice.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert.
He became the announcer for the show in 1984. Y'all, he's 98 years old, or young, however you want to say that. The actor with the manliest name ever conceived, or spoken aloud, Randolph Mantooth has died. He was 80 years old. He was best known for the 1970s TV series Emergency. Ah. Unit 51 signing off. Oh, he was so handsome and lived a wonderful and full life out of the spotlight. He did like 7 or 8 years on the soap opera Loving, if you're familiar with that. And then a dirt alert. All right. I don't care, but fans are disappointed that Zendaya had her Odyssey premiere dress delivered to her by private jet. Her stylist, Law Roach, got it fresh off a runway in Paris and jetted to London. Is that her fault or is that Law Roach's fault? I'm just saying. And that's it. That's the Daily Dust here on this Monday, July the 13th. Did I have anything else to say? Oh, yeah.
What can I say except you're welcome?